继续查约伯记。
So there's a little bit of dilemma.
所以我们这边有一个小问题。
Because we do still have a lot of section to cover.
因为我们有还要讲很多。
But we have only about 50 minutes left, right?
但是我们只有50分钟。
No, should we rush to conclude it, or should we wait until the next time I come to go through it? What do you guys want to do? Come on.
大家想要我讲快一点，还是我们下次来再讲？那严弟兄说，请传道常常来。
Yeah. Deacon Patrick, what? Yeah.
现在只是讲说我们就、
okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every time is different topic.
因为每次传道来的时候讲的都不一
样。You guys make me work very hard. Every time.
所以我就只好讲快一点，努力一点。
Just like the last time we did
the
kingdom of heaven, right? I just finished like two parables of that, and I prepared the whole thing, you know. Okay, let's go. Job chapter, the book of Job, chapter 4. No, remember Job's three friends. What they said is not right, right? What they said is not right.But from their perspective, they are right in the sense that, you know, people who are innocent, they not perish, right? I mean, all the things that we learn about, you know, a righteous person, you know, will suffer is from our Lord Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying is that if you were Job's friend, you will counsel him exactly the same way.
所以要是我们是约伯的朋友的话，我们讲的话大概是一样的。
And that's why Job did not understand.
所以约伯并不了解。
If Job realized that a righteous person will also suffer, then he would not question.、Right?
要是约伯了解义人也会受苦的话，他就不会有问题了。
But when we come to the New Testament,
但是我们到新约以后
，Every one of us who want to be righteous, we must suffer.
新约告诉我们，义人都是要受苦的。
I mean, if you want to be my disciple, you carry the cross and follow me. I mean, that's already suffering already, right?
要做我的门徒的话，就要背起你的十字架跟从我，那这就是受苦了。
So, but if we were Job's friend,
要是我们是约伯的朋友的话
，Yes, the way they counsel him, the way they counsel him,
他们如何安慰他呢
？Is through their experience.
他们是用他们的经验来安慰约伯。
And what they know of God,
他们对神的认知。
Of course, they also do not know.About everything about God.
当然，他们对神也并不是非常了解。
So now let's go to chapter 4.
请看第四章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it.
我暗暗地得了默示，我耳朵也听其细微的声音。
And then verse 13, in disquieting thoughts from the vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men.
在思念夜中异象之间，世人沉睡的时候。
So fear came upon me and trembling, which make all my bones shake.
恐惧战惊临到我身，使我白骨打颤。
Then a spear passed before my face; the hair on my body stood up.
有灵从我面前经过，我身上的毫毛直立。
It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance.
那灵停住，我却不能辨其形状，有影像在我眼前。
A form was before my eyes, there was silent. Then I heard a voice saying,
我在静默中听见有声音说，
Can a mortal be more righteous than God?
必死的人岂能比神公义吗？
Can a man be more pure than his maker?
人岂能比造他的主洁净吗？
If he put on no trust in his servant, if he charges his angels with error,
主不信靠他的臣仆，并且使他的使者为愚昧。
Then verse 19.
十九节。
How much more those who dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before a mot?
何况那住在土房、根基在尘土里、被蠹虫所毁坏的人呢？
Then verse 20 and verse 21.
二十节、二十一节。
They are broken in pieces from morning till evening; they perish forever, with no one regarding.
早晚之间就被毁灭，永归无有，无人理会。
Does not their own excellence go away? They die even without wisdom.
他帐篷的绳索岂不从中抽出来呢？他死，且是无智慧而死。
So Eliphaz proclaimed that at night time he had a vision.
所以
or had a dream.
所以这个朋友他讲说他晚上有做异梦。
So he said, I mean, so is this like godly intervention or is it evil spirit?
所以我们想这个是神的给他的默示呢，还是从邪灵来的默示？
What do you guys think?
你们觉得呢?
Is this spirit from God? Is it from the devil?
这个是神来的灵还是邪灵?
What's that?
Evil spirit.
Evil spirit, okay.
Evil spirit.
Why do you think it's evil spirit?
你们为什么觉得是邪灵呢? It says trembling.
They're trembling.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, so when God descended on Mount Sinai, the people, they were what?
神在西乃山上的时候，大家觉得怎么样？
They were trembling too, right? Trembling in fear, right?
他们也是很害怕，
在
鼓打战。
So that does not cut it, right?
所以这个不能够说这是邪灵的原因。
What else? What else?
其他呢？有没有其他的原因？
Actually, remember, don't mix the two with, you know, now, right? When you and I have the Holy Spirit, we don't fear and trembling in such, like in this way, right?
我们现在有圣灵，我们并不会觉得恐惧战惊，像这个。
But in the Old Testament,
但是在旧约,
when they see God, hear of God, their reaction is very different, right?
当他们听见神的时候，他们的反应是很不一样的。
Why the reaction is so different?
为什么反应这么不一样？因为旧约的人知道，他们要是看见神的话，必定死。
Yeah, of course, the teaching is that actually they even see God, hear God, they will die, right? They will die. No one can see the face of God, right?
没有人能够见神的面，要是听见神或是看见神的人都必定死。
What else? What else?
还有没有其他的原因？
Why? I mean, why? I mean, was Moses trembling before God when he was on Mount Sinai?
摩西在西乃山上的时候，是不是也是戒慎恐惧呢？
Was he? Was he? Was he?
他是不是很害怕啊？
Actually, this is why, you know, we really praise and thank God for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们真的很赞美感谢神，因为耶稣的关系。
Because through our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为就是耶稣的关系
，men can once again go in front of God.
我们可以再次跟神见面。
And that's why you and I, we don't have the kind of terror, the kind of fear anymore when we experience the Spirit of God.
所以我们在感受圣灵的时候，我们并不会那么害怕。
But in the Old Testament,
但是在旧约里
，because men are unrighteous.
因为人是
So when they experience God, they're going to tremble, they're going to fear. This fear, actually, is filled with reverence, right? Reverence.
所以当他们经验到神的时候，他们就非常的害怕。
They're also afraid that God's going to strike them dead.
所以他们很怕神会把他们。
And the Old Testament is like this.
在旧约就是这样子。
And that's why you look at the high priest who goes into to the Holy of Holy once a year.
所以我们大祭司在进至圣所的时候，每年一次。
Was he scared?
他害怕吗?
Yes, he was scared too, right?
当然他非常的害怕。
That's why they say before they used to tie a belt around the priest's waist, right?
所以他们在腰间打一个细带。
So and then they go to with the rope, right?
然后有一条线。
Because when the high priest die, and then who's going to go in and get him out?
因为如果大祭司死的话，谁能够进至圣所把他拿出来
呢? No, you
get
to pull him back out.
没有办法，他们只能够用那个线把他拿出来。
So they ring, they go like this with the belt, right? And then.There's no, and then the priest doesn't ring the bell. He says, "Oh, he's dead, right?"
所以大祭司是进去的时候，就说身上有一些铃铛，所以他要是听到铃铛的声音，就表示他已经死了。
But now we also a high priest.
那今天我们每个人都是大祭司。
We can boldly go in front of God.
我们可以坦然无惧的到神面前。
Why? Because the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？是因为主耶稣的宝血。
There's no more veil between the Holy of Holy.
我们已经没有至圣所那个帐幕。
But we go directly to God. We can be the high priest ourselves. That's why. our Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice is so wonderful for you and I.
我们可以到神面前表示我们已经是大祭司了，所以耶稣的牺牲对我们来说是很美好的牺牲。
Remember before in the Holy of Holy, what was in the Holy of Holy?
记得以前在至圣所的人是谁呢？
What was in the Holy of Holy?
至圣所。至圣所里面是什么呢？
Yeah, the Ark of Covenant, right? Ark of Covenant.
是约柜。
And the mercy seat, right? The mercy seat, right?
施恩座。
So remember, what was in the Ark of Covenant?
所以在约柜里面是什么呢？
What's that?
什么呢？
But in what's in the Ark of Covenant?
是约柜里面是什么呢？
Yes, the two tablets of stones, right?
就是
what else?
石板，亚伦的杖。
Nothing else.
没有了。
Nothing else. Where was the rod that budded? Where was the rod that budded?
亚伦发开花的杖在哪里？
Huh? Outside where?
哪个外面？
Outside.
哪个外面呢？
They say very clear. Where was the rod of Aaron that budded, and where is the jar of manna, right?
亚伦的杖以及那个玛拿的罐子是放在哪里？
What's that? Actually, this is a very important thing. Actually, when we talk about our Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice, right?
其实我们讲到主耶稣基督的牺牲，这是很重要的事情。
Okay, that's a Anybody want to say something?
有没有人想要发言？
Yes, now we the only thing the only thing that's in the ark is the two tablets of stone.
在约柜里面的唯一东西就是摩西的石板。
But in the book of Hebrews,
但是希伯来书里面说
it said not only the two tablets of stone, but also the rod of Aaron.And also the jar of manna, right?
希伯来书里面讲说，除了石板以外，还有亚伦的杖以及玛拿的罐。
But that's after our Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed for us. I can't really get into this.
这是在主耶稣基督为我们牺牲以后，但是太长了，所以我没有时间讲。
But the reason I think I shared with you this before, but for me it's just so wonderful, right? So wonderful.
我已经分享过，这实在是很美好。
But I can see Eliphaz when he feels the spirit, he feels so trembling and so fearful. Why? Because back then, you know, going to the presence of God, you will feel like that.
以利法那时候觉得很害怕，因为在旧约时代，如果你在神面前，通常都是很害怕。
So of course, if we think like that, oh, must be evil spirit. Yes, if we nowadays, if we feel like that nowadays, yes, it's evil spirit. There's no doubt.
但是现在在新约时代，如果有一个灵让我们觉得恐惧战惊，那我们当然知道这是邪灵。
Because after our Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, cleansed our sin, and then no longer we are fearful like that, right? Just in the book of Hebrew, you no longer fear that kind of fear.
因为在耶稣为我们牺牲流宝血，洗净我们罪以后，我们就再也不会恐惧战惊了。
Let's go quickly. First Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
请看列王记上。
First Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
第八章第九节。列王记上八章九节。
First Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
列王记上八章九节。
First Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
列王记上八章九节。
Nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt.
约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及地后，耶和华与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山上所放的。除此之外，并无别物。
So all this time, right, there's only two tablets of stone in the Ark of Covenant.
所以在这段时间里面，除了两块石板以外，
because the Ark of Covenant is not that big, right? It's not that big. You know, it's not that big. It's only 3.5 feet by some 2.5 feet, two and a quarter feet, something like that, right?
因为约柜并不大，只有三尺跟两尺。
And we know there's no way that Aaron's rod can fit in there, right?
我们就知道亚伦杖不可能放在里面的。
Because Aaron, he's not a midget, right?
因为亚伦并不矮。
And how do we know he's not a midget? I always get a kick out of this. It's funny.
为什么不矮呢？
How do we know he's not a midget?
为什么他不矮？
Oh, you guys must know why he's not a midget.
你们应该知道。
Yes, it's true, but even they did not say he's a midget, but you and I should know he's not a midget for sure.
我们应该很清楚他并不矮。
What's that? So, because you have to hold Moses' arms. If Moses kneels down, then he can help if he's a midget. No, how do we know he's not a midget? How do we know? Didn't I share that with you before? Because he's a high priest. You cannot be a midget when you're a high priest. You cannot serve. You cannot be a priest if you are short of stature, if you're a midget. Right? In Leviticus, right? Even if you're ugly looking, you cannot be a high priest. Yeah, if your face is smeared, right? Something. If you have a big mole on your face and stuff, you cannot be a priest, right? Back then.
Yeah.
So all the priests must be good looking, right? Of course, spiritually speaking, right? When you're a priest, we must spiritually be good looking, right?
当然，如果在灵性上来讲，如果你要当大祭司的话，在灵性上需要很美好。
And you know, for a teacher short of stature, this means spiritually we cannot, short of stature means spiritually we can now be up there, right? Far and high, right? And being strong in faith.
要是我们灵性上软弱或是不美好，也不能够当大祭司。
Just like a person who's blind, you cannot be a priest, right? Why? Because spiritually speaking, you cannot see things very clearly, right? What about a hunchback? A hunchback cannot be priest either, right? And why not? You ever see a hunchback before?
有没有看过驼背的人?
Where are their eyes?
眼睛在哪里呢?
Yes, always look on earth. So when you're a hunchback, spiritually speaking, you always focus on the worldly thing, the earthly thing, you cannot be a priest.
表示你是驼背的话，表示你看的都是地面上的东西，你也不能够当大
祭司。Sorry, I don't know why I get into that, but yeah.
对不起，我
岔开话题了。So, the Aaron's rod, right, cannot fit into the Ark of Covenant because Aaron probably my height. We assume because Moses also was a big guy, right? Because he killed the Egyptian with his bare hand, right? It's not, you cannot be a midget and kill a guy, with your bare hands, right? So actually in Old Testament, only two tablets of stone inside. And then of course in Exodus chapter 16, verse 30-34, the jar of manna is in front. So if this is the Ark of Covenant right here,
要是是约柜的话,
the rod,
那亚伦的杖,
and also the jar of manna,
以及玛拿的罐,
is right in front like this.
放在它的前面.
So the tablet of stone, what does it represent?
石板是代表什么呢?
The law, right? God's law.
表示,
what about the manna?
那玛拿呢?
What about the manna?
Manna.
What's that? Okay, the manna.
Manna.
The manna, manna rain from heaven, right?
Manna is from 天上降下来.
But Jesus Christ compared the manna to what?
神是把 manna 当作什么呢? 耶稣把 manna 当作什么?
What's that? Yes, the word of God. Yeah, manna is the word of God.
Manna is 神的话.
That's why the manna sustained them for 40 years in the world. The word of God sustained them. It's all they need, right?
So manna 降了四十年，因为他们需要的就是神的话.
What about Aaron's rod and budded?
亚伦的杖代表什么呢?
Great guidance.
神的带领.
What's that?
Authority.
Authority, okay. But remember, not only Aaron's rod. Aaron's rod that budded, that's why. It's different, right?
我不只是亚伦的杖，是亚伦开花的杖，那就是不一样。
Yeah, in the Bible, rod is authority, right?
我们知道杖是表示权柄。
And the rod is to guide, right? Like the Lord is my shepherd, he guided me with his rod, right? So to guide. But the rod that budded is different.
我们知道开花的杖跟普通的杖。
Why did the rod bud during that time?
为什么亚伦的杖开花呢？因为神耶稣复活吗？
Why didn't use Aaron's rod during that time? Remember?
为什么他的杖开花呢？
Yes.
因为神选择亚伦的，不是。
Remember, the other tribe complained, "Hey, you guys are not the only one that God chose. Like, we can be priests too."
Because the people complained, "We also want to be priests."
So, and then they throw all the rod into together, and then only Aaron's rod that budded. This means God's grace, right, is upon the tribe of Levites.
Because they put many other people's杖放跟亚伦杖放在一起，结果只有亚伦杖开花，所以表示神的恩典是只跟利未人在一起。
I'm sorry, it takes so much time. Let's go to John. Let's go to John.
请看约翰福音。
John chapter one.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter one.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
John chapter one, verse 17.
约翰福音一章十七节。
For the law was given through Moses.
律法本是借着摩西传的。
This law is what?
这个律法是什么？
It's the Ten Commandments, the two tablets of stone. It's the law.
这是十诫，就是写在石板上的。
But then grace, right? Grace and truth. They mean the jar of manna and the rod of Aaron that budded. This is was before the covenant, our covenant.
但是恩典和真理，那就是玛拿的冠，还有亚伦的杖，他们是放在约柜的前面。
And His grace and truth came through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是由耶稣基督来的。
Now in the Ark of Covenant, not only the law that they condemn, but also grace and truth.
我们知道不只是把我们定罪的律法，但是我们也有恩典跟真理，是从是杖跟玛拿的冠。
Why? Because when Jesus died for us, the veil has been separated, divided, and then the rod of that budded and also the jar of manna comes right into the Ark of Covenant.
我们知道，耶稣为我们死了以后，因为帐幕在至圣所的帐幕掉裂开了，所以玛拿的冠跟亚伦的杖都跑放在约柜前面。
And where's the Ark of Covenant now?
那现在约柜在哪里
？Is it Middle East? Okay.
中东吗
？Where is it now? I mean, do we think we're ever going to find Ark of Covenant?
我们可以找到这个约柜吗
？Because of course some scholars said on the end days will be the bad Armageddon, right? Because of the Ark of Covenant, because people will fight for it, right? Things like that, right?
当然，我们听过有些人说预言，就说在末日的时候，因为约柜的关系，大家会
Where's Ark of Covenant now?
约柜在哪里？
Is it heaven? Just go to heaven? Then where's Ark of Covenant now?God's law, God's grace, God's truth. Where is it now?
神的律法、恩典跟真理在哪里？
What's that? Okay, it's in the Bible. Okay.
在圣经里面吗？
Yes, it's inside our heart.
在我们的心里。
And it's in the church.
在教会里。
So that's why any church we go to, if they not follow God's Ten Commandments, that means that's not our covenant.
所以我们要是去一间教会，他们没有遵守十诫的话，我们就知道那个就不是。
But then, if they don't have grace and truth,
要他们没有恩典，没有真理。
It's also not our covenant.
那也不是我们的约柜。
So for me, you're never going to find our covenant again. It's gone already.、Right?
所以对我们来讲说，我们是找不到约柜的。
But actually, our covenant is inside our heart.
但是实际上，约柜是在我们。
It's in the church.
在教会里。
So that's why when we come to church, these are the three things that you and I must uphold.
所以我们来教会的这三样事情是我们必须要谨守的。
God's Ten Commandments.
神的十诫。
God's grace.
神的恩典。
God's truth.
神的真理。
So these are the three things. No, we cannot practice one without the other one.
所以我们不能够只有几样，没有全部。
Sometimes we say God's grace, everything about love, 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 and then what happened to the truth?
有时候我们就说神的恩典，神的恩典，神的爱，但是真理呢，我们忘记了。
And what happened to God's law?
神的律法呢?
So we must balance those three things to make it an Ark of Covenant.
我们必须要在这三件上都要有，才能够叫做神的约。
So that's why the book of Matthew says our righteousness must be exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
所以神才告诉我们说，我们的公义必须要超过律法师以及法利赛人。
Because the Pharisee, their righteousness is the law, right? It's the law, it's the Old Testament, the law.
因为法利赛人的义就是律法。
But our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees. Why? Because we have grace and truth. So let's go back to the book of Job. So that's why here when we go back, you know, to Eliphaz, when he has his dream or his vision. Yes, the way he experienced what he experienced, actually it seemed like from the evil spirit. But look at verse 17 to verse 21.
但是从17节到21节，我们这边可以看到，
can a mortal be more righteous than God?
我们可以比神，
I'm sorry, chapter 4.
对不起，第四章。
Can a man be more pure than his maker?
我们有可能比神，比主更洁净吗？ 人岂能比造他的主更洁净吗？
If he put no trust in his servant, if he charges his angels with error. So things like this, actually, for me, no, you can take as a reference, actually, this is, you know, the spirit that comes to him and try to give him wisdom, right? This is from God.
Right?
If you say that if evil spirit is as good as this, then I cannot say anything, right? Because when evil spirit come upon us, they will not speak in such a way, right? Speak about God so highly, right?
讲神讲得很好。
Can those things be and make be more righteous than his maker? Of course not, right?
他说人岂能比造化主洁净吗？ 当然不。
And can can those who dwell in house of clay or whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before a mod, you know, and things like that, actually we know that actually he compared human being to God, right?
19节这边讲说， 何况那住在土房根基在尘土里被蠹虫所毁坏的人呢？这人不能跟神比。
If this evil spirit, he would never speak about God in such a way.
要是这邪灵能够把神讲得这么正确的话。
But of course, to think it's evil spirit, it's okay, it's not a big deal. Right? Don't lose our faith because of this, right? Don't lose our faith because of this.
如果真的邪灵后，我们也不会因为这样失去信心。
Because sometimes it is difficult when you have a dream, a vision to see, is this from God or is it from Satan? Sometimes we have these difficulties, right? But when you and I, for me, when I experience evil spirit, not in dream and vision, but when you experience evil spirit, you know 100% sure it's evil spirit. You can never think that, oh, is this God's spirit, is evil spirit? No, you will know 100% sure.
但从我的经验告诉我，要是你有经验到邪灵的话，你会100%确定这是邪灵，你不会混淆的。
So this is, you know, this is what's going on with Eliphaz. And then of course his friend continued to talk this and that, right? And then let's go to the last one. That is let's go to 32 is Elihu, right?
Elihu.
Yeah. Earlier, Jehua asked that, hey, it seemed like there's only three friends who are around Job, right? But now, why there's another one just show up just like that, right? Remember, when we talk about three friends, it means they just focusing on the three friends, but doesn't mean his wife is not there, right? Doesn't mean he have other people there, no, they probably there also, right?
要记得我们讲的是约伯三个朋友，但是他的太太可能也在那里，可能还有其他人。
But the main characters are the three friends who came afar off. They want to focus on them, right?
但是我们就把焦点放在那三个朋友。
So don't think right now it's only Job three friends sitting with Job by himself and just no. Other people must also be there also.
不要以为只有那三个朋友住在约伯旁边，其实有其他的人。
When we see, when we know when Lazarus died, right? Many people, the mother came, right? And cry with them and weep with them, right? That is their culture, right?
That's their culture.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. The
preacher just said, in the Ark of Covenant, there are only two stones, tablets. But the book of Hebrews says that there are three things.
Yeah, that's why I have mentioned, right? Because in the book of Hebrew, they talk about from Hebrew, the theme is everything is better.
我在讲希伯来书的时候，我刚刚有讲过，在希伯来书里面，每一件东西都是比较美好。
So when Jesus Christ died and divided the veil,
那是在耶稣死后，因为耶稣死了以后，那个帐幕破成两半。
So everything moved one step forward.
所以那些其他的东西都往前移动。
So that's why spiritually speaking, there's the not only the two tablets, but also the rod and also the jar of manna comes into our covenant. It's more spiritual now.
这是在灵里来讲了，所以亚伦的杖以及玛纳的冠也往前移动，跟约柜在一起了。
What's that?
这是
It's symbol. Yeah, it's symbolic now. We can say symbolic, but actually it's in the spiritual realm now.
我们现在讲的是在灵里来讲。
Just like now, we cannot find Ark of Covenant anywhere.
就像我们现在已经找不到约柜了。
But in the spirit, inside our heart, it's in the church. That is with Ark of Covenant.
但是灵里来讲，约柜是在我们心里，在教会里。
Because the rod of Aaron can never fit into the Ark of Covenant physically. There's no way.
因为亚伦的杖是不可能放在约柜里面的。
Right, because if it's only 3.5 feet, right?
因为约柜那么短，只有三尺。
Like in diagonal, like from the top of the Ark of Covenant from the lower, and there's no way that Aaron's rod. If you have a rod, what are you going to do with 3.5 feet rod?
你要是有一个杖，你怎么可能有只有三尺？
You cannot do anything. It's a cane. You can say, oh, it's a cane, right?
那其实像一个棒棒糖。
But actually, yeah. So if the two tablets of stone inside, I mean, there's 10 commandments on it. It'sAlready fit into the Ark of Covenant, right? Two of them, right?
我们知道，石板已经放在约柜里面了。
Right, you understand? So there's no way anything else fit in there.
所以不可能放其他的东西。
Of course, some people say, oh, they cut up, you know, they, when they put Aaron's rod, they cut it up and things like that. Yeah, we can imagine things like that, but yeah.
有些人说是把亚伦杖切成好几段。
But here, in the Hebrew, everything is more spiritualized. Everything is better. A better priest, a better covenant, a better salvation, right? So all these things are better.
所以在希伯来说，每个东西都是更美好的。
Okay?
Yeah. 可以吗？ Exodus chapter 40?
Yes.
Verse 20. Here it says only the tablets are in the Ark of Covenant.
Yes.
是的。
Yes, it's.
I also mentally always thought everything was in the Ark of Covenant. And then when you describe it, I think I'm looking for number 17. I'm looking for two. Number 17 represents that the staff was put in front of the
table. Yes.Yeah, I didn't go to those verses because we didn't have time. But yes, all those verses, that's why I share that the ark, the rod of Aaron and also the jar of manna is in front, before the Ark of Covenant, before. Yeah.
Leviticus or? Which book? Oh, no, sorry, Numbers. Okay. 民数记十七章第十节讲说亚伦的杖是在约柜的前面。民数记十七章第十节。
In the Old Testament, you cannot find anywhere that the rod of Aaron and also the jar of manna is inside the Ark Covenant. There's nowhere.
在约柜，在旧约里，你找不到亚伦的杖跟玛拿罐在约柜里面，你找不到的。
They always mention that it's before, and the only thing that's inside the covenant is the Ten Commandments, right, the two tablets of stone.
罐跟杖是在前面，只有石板是放在约柜里面。
Okay, so let's go back to Job. Sorry.
看过约伯记，抱歉。
Job chapter 42. Yeah, I know 32, but yeah. I don't really want to rush it too much because.
我不想讲太快。
Okay, so now look at chapter 32, verse 1.
请看三十二章第一节。
So the three men ceased.Ancient Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes.
这三人因为约伯自以为意，就不再回答他。
And this is wisdom.
那这个是智慧。
When someone is righteous in their own eyes, no matter what you say, they're not going to listen to you.
要是有人自以为意的话，你不管讲什么，他都不要听的。
It's just the way it is, right?
反正就是这样。
So when you talk to a person, if they self-righteous, they think that I'm right, then the best way, just be quiet, right?
要是有人自以为意的话，你应该就是要安静，不要说话。
Unless God really move us.
除非神叫我们说。
Just like Elihu. You can see Elihu when he speak, actually he speak, he did not take Job's side or his friend's side.
你看以利户讲话的时候，他并没有站在他朋友那边，或是站在
约伯这边。He took sides of God.
他是站在神那边。
And that's what is important.
那就是很重要。
You know, quite often when members talk to me, they always want me to be on their side.
很多人都在朋友讲话的时候，希望朋友站在自己这边。
Because when they tell me something about other brothers and sisters that hurt them, have harmed them, they want me to step. Oh, okay, I'm on your side. Is that? But actually, you have to remember, I'm not on anybody's. I'm all on your side and not on anybody's side.
人家跟我讲话说，想要我站他们那边，但是我必须要让他们了解，我并不是在他们这边或者另外那边，我是站在神这边。
And all of us should be like this too.
我们应该都要这样子。
Because Hawaii is the most difficult place.
我们知道夏威夷是一个很难。
Why? Because everybody related to everybody.
因为每个人都是亲戚。
So if you want to take side, okay, how many family, my family members on that side? Okay, I'm going that side, right?
如果你要选边站的话，我的朋友我的家庭都在那边，我就往那边站。
So that the other family is on the other side.
那另外一个家庭就在
另外一边。And the people who stuck in the limbo that has no family, then they on their own side.
要是有人在没有朋友没有家庭的话，就。
But it should not be this way.
应该不要这样子。
Even if our wife say something wrong, we cannot be on her side because she's wrong.
要是我们自己老婆说错话，我们不应该站在那边。
Even a pastor say something wrong, you cannot be on his side because he is wrong.
要是传道讲错的话，我们也不应该站在他那边，因为他错了。
So that's why when we learn from Elihu, actually he has great wisdom.
所以我们应该向以利户学习，他有很好的智慧。
Why? Because you know this. And verse 2 said, "Then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, right of the family of Ram, was arose against Job. His wrath was arose because he justified himself rather than God."
那是有巴拉加的儿子利户向约伯发怒，因为约伯自以为义，不以神为义。
And for sure, this is a correct diagnosis.
当然就是正确的。
And also, his wrath also arose against his three friends.
他又向约伯三个朋友发怒，因为他们，对不起。
Yeah, because they found no answer, and then yet they had condemned Job, right? He was right. He is right.
因为他们想不出回答的话来，仍以约伯为有罪。
And now he said to verse 4.
在第四节他就说。
Not because they were years older than he, Elihu had waited to speak to Job.
以利户要与约伯说话，就等候他们，因为他们比自己年老。
And this is also wisdom, right?
这也是有智慧的。
So when you talk to someone, really when they're older than you, let them talk, because you know, because older people they want to talk more too, right?But I will respect you. Let them talk first.
所以你要跟老人讲话，让他们先讲，因为他们可能话比较多。
I remember one time we went to do a visitation.
有一次我去做访问。
And another other TTP student was with me.
那有一个学生跟我一起去。
And then there's a senior minister who also came with us and took us to visit an elder. Visit an elder.
而且我有一个比我们年长的长老，我们去见一个。
Oh, yes, an elder of a church, an elder of a church. I mean, he's 80-something years old, right? So, of course, the senior minister did not tell us how to behave in front of this elder. But the minute you walk into his house, that other TTP student, a theological training program, a student,He started to talk, right? Talk and talk and talk and talk.
那有一个就是神学班的学生就不断的讲话讲话讲话。
And even the elder tried to say something, he cut him off, right?
连这个长老要讲话的时候，他都插嘴。
And then the senior minister looked at me, he's like, "What's going on with his brother, right?"
那这个我这个长子就看着我说，这个弟兄到底怎么回事？
But the most embarrassing thing is that he talked so much, he put himself to sleep.He fell asleep.
最不好意思就是他不断的讲话之后，这个叫什么 elder， 长老就睡着了。
No, I'm sorry. No, the elder did not fall asleep. The TTP student who were talking, talk, and he just fell asleep while he's talking, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The TTP student that continued to talk, he talked himself to sleep. He talked and talked, and he fell asleep.Yes, that's why he's crazy, right?
这个学生不断讲话，讲到最后自己睡着了。
And then the elder answered the question, then he was snoring. And then the elder looked at him.
这长老回答话的时候，这个学生居然在打呼。
Oh, when we came back to the church, the senior minister yelling and screaming at us.
我们回教会以后，这个年长的长子就大骂这个神学生。
Because he wanted to show us how, you know, to do a visitation. Go there and just listen to the senior minister, communicate with the elder. You know, we as students, we just sit there and listen, right? I'm sorry, I can still picture the image, and the visitation is really, really funny.
You know?
So he actually, Elihu, he said, look, yeah, because they're old in age.
所以，以户之间讲说，因为他们年纪比较长。
Not they only old in age, they say they were very old, much older in age, right?
因为他们比自己年老很多。
And that's why he said he waited to speak.
所以他就等他们讲完。
And then in verse 5, then when Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was arose.
以户见这三人口中无话回答，就怒气发作。
And then he said, I am young in years.
所以他说，我年轻你们老迈。
And you are very old.
我年轻你们老迈。
So sometimes you say like this, something like this, maybe get offended, right? What do you mean? You call me old? You know, very old, right? But they are old.
有时候我们听见这样，我们就很不高兴，什么？
But he said in such a way that out of respect, they are old, right? They are old.
说，你们年纪老迈，所以我退让。
And they said, therefore, I was afraid and dared not declare my opinion to you.
不敢向你们陈述我的意见。
And then verse 7, and I said, age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom.
我说年老的当先说话，瘦高的当以智慧教训人。
But there is a spirit in a man, and the breath of the Almighty gives understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice.
但在人里面有灵全能的气，全能者的气使人有聪明，尊贵的人不都有智慧，瘦高的不能都明白公平。
This is very important.
这很重要。
You can see that actually quite often, don't think the younger people have no wisdom, no understanding, but not always the case. Of course, as young people, we must have a lot of respect for our elders. And we should speak in turn when it's our turn to speak. Actually, when I went to Africa, this is one of the things that I have to learn. Right? Quite often, we have to go to a village. We get to speak to the chief in the village. And they always tell us, especially for me first, we are not anybody important, so we should not speak unless we are spoken to.
我们就被这样子告诉说，因为我们不重要，所以人家跟我们讲话的时候，我们才能够回答，不要自己讲话。
And for me being young, they always tell me, you have to be the last one to speak, you never speak first.
那因为我年轻，所以他们就跟我讲说，我一定是最后一个讲话的。
Because if you speak first in front of the chief, and then if he gets upset, then something bad will happen. Right?
因为如果你这么年轻，在同目面前自己讲话的话，让他不高兴，那。 你就完了。
But for me, I thank God I need to speak, right? So thank God, yeah, let everybody else talk and I'm just silent, right?
但是我很感谢神，我就让其他人讲话，我就安静。
So for us, actually, it's very important as younger people learn to listen to the elder.
那对我们年轻人来讲，我们应该很重要，就是我们要听年长者的话。
I really especially our parents.
特别是我们的父母。
Because you will realize that our parents lived through their lives and have so much experience already. They went through so much already, they can teach us many things. But in the same time, they're not afraid to speak. But when we speak, we must speak with respect. Just like Elihu. And then they say, yes, older people should be able, aged people should be able to, speak first and this and that and teach and give wisdom. And then he needs to speak.
And
of course, if you read the soliloquy of Elihu, you realize that actually his speaking is very self-centered. It's very God-centered.
要是我们听以利户讲的话，我们知道以利户他的发言是以神为中心。
And of course, some people say maybe Elihu is the devil. Why is the devil?
有人讲说以利户是魔鬼。
Yeah, for me, it's clear he's not the devil.
对我来讲，以利户很清楚的，以利户是魔鬼。
Because when he speak on God's righteousness.
因为他在讲话的时候，他讲到神的公义。
Satan never speak on God's righteousness.
神是不会讲神的公义。
So that's why we must be clear with this.
所以我们必须要看很清楚。
Because after he spoke.
因为他讲话以后。
And then let's go to chapter 42.
请看42章。
Chapter 42. Chapter.
对不起，不是。
I just lost the chapter. It's a chapter after he spoke, and then no one else speak.
就是那一章是他讲完话以后没有人能够说话。
Let's see. What's that? No, it's later than... What is it? Yeah, so we know that after Elihu spoke, I'm sorry, I could not find the verses, but then no one else speak. This is God's wisdom. If Satan speak, and after Satan speak, everybody will be speaking and yelling and arguing. And that's why in Acts chapter 15, the book of Acts chapter 15, when they had this dissension between circumcision and not the circumcised, we see when Paul and Peter stood up and spoke, no one say anything. And then when Barnabas spoke,
Barnabas,
no one say anything. Then when James spoke, then the place was silent. So we know actually because the Holy Spirit moved him to speak according to God's will. So that's why after Elihu spoke, no one said it because this is God's righteousness and God's wisdom. So of course if we have any other different ideas and stuff like that, then you know I guess try your best to read it more deeply, right? Maybe you've been too deep to it. That's why some people feel that it's Elihu is Satan, but he is not.
But
on the end, we can see that Elihu did not need to repent, right?
我们知道伊利户最后不需要悔改。
Why? Because he stands on God's righteousness.
为什么? 因为他是站在神的公义上说话。
So this is very important for you and I.
这对我们来说是很重要的。
When we counsel our brothers and sisters,
要是我们安慰弟兄姐妹,
when we try to comfort our brothers and sisters,
我们要想要让弟兄姐妹觉得好过,
never take side,
就不要选边站,
but always stand on God's side.
但是要站在神这边。
Just like when the angel of the Lord right, stood across Joshua.
记得有一个, 耶和华军队的元帅站在约书亚前面。
And Joshua, is it not? And Joshua, right? And Joshua said,
约书亚,
who are you? Joshua, right? I mean, who are you for? Are you for me? Are you for us? For adversary?
约书亚问他说, 你是站在我们这边还是敌人那边?
And what did the angel of the Lord say? I'm neither for you or for them, right? And this is a very good stand. Because when we stand in, you know, on the side of God, this means we stand on both sides of people for God's righteousness. Let's go to Job chapter 42, verse 16 and verse 17. 42 verse 16 and 17. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. 17.
17节.
So Job died old and full of days.
此后约伯又活了140年，得见他的儿孙直到四代，这样约伯年纪老迈，日子满足而死。
So we finish the book of Job.
读完了。
So that's very much it. And we know, you see, he lived 140 years more than he previously lived, right? So this means, that's why he's the time, you know, I mean, we know that he's probably before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? It's the way he lived, the age.
我们知道约伯又活了140年，他可能在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之前的人。
But we know on the end, actually, God blessed Job abundantly. And of course, he has 7 sons and 3 daughters again. Right? But that doesn't mean that he will not miss his 7 sons and 3 daughters from before, right? This event actually will plague Job the rest of his life. Even though the Bible says in verse 15, in all the land there were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job. So you think that the same wife or different wife? Same wife. If it's from the same wife, she's very fruitful, like 20 children. And for me, I also believe it's from the same wife because the Bible never says anything else, right? Just say he married her. And of course, there's also people who have 20 children, right? My Italian father, his best friend, they had 22 children. And there's no twins. No twin, 22 children. So I'm sure if you live, you know, for 300 something years old, you can have 20 children, it's not a problem. Okay, so this is it. So just continue to study the book of Job, and the main theme is, right, the main theme is that you and I should continually to hold our integrity. Even if we have to suffer for our righteousness. And always stand on the side of God. Because men's side always wrong. But if we stand on the side of God, then we're always right. And when we stand on the side of God, that's the greatest way to stand on the side of our brothers and sisters. Especially when it comes to family members and people we know well and stuff like that. Please don't take side because they are so good to you, right? They are your family. If we do that, we not practice God righteousness. So that's why it's important to owe no one anything. Especially our brothers say, don't owe anyone anything except to love them. And it's so true. I give you a quick example. When I go to a new church, and brother and sister take me out to lunch and they want to pay for it, okay, it's fine. But if I'm in Dallas church, if they take me to lunch, and they pay for this time, and next time I pay for lunch myself. Why? Because it's a local church, so you know, I cannot take advantage of them because of their generosity, and plus I don't feel like I want to owe them something, right? Because even though a lot of brothers and sisters are very good hearted, but there's also bad things that can come out of go out to dinner with brothers and sisters too much, right? Because I remember one time some members say, well, that pastor, he always go out to eat. We always take him to eat fancy food and stuff like that, and he loves to eat, right? If they told me that, can you imagine what they tell the other people? If they told me that about the other pastor eating too much and stuff like that. You know, what do they say about the other people, right? About not as good as, because a lot of times when members talk to me, they filter a lot of things out already, right? So that's why, you know, the book of Job. Don't try to understand every little single thing, because if you don't understand, maybe it will affect our faith. So don't do that, right? Don't do that. Just learn from the main theme. And the theme is always to be blameless, upright, fear God, and shun evil. And hold on to this integrity. Even sometimes God will allow us to go through great suffering. But we must hold on to us being righteous and being blameless. And only then, on the end, God will restore us. And that's why God restored Job.
就是神最后就让 And
even though quite often there's a lot of things about God we do not understand,
it's
okay not to understand.
不了解没关系.
I'm sure the ants, they don't understand who we are. I don't think it bothers them too much, right?
最后, 蚂蚁他们最后不晓得自己发生什么事情,
and there's no way the ants can understand you and me, right?
蚂蚁也不了解我们.
Oh, that guy, he's Pastor Budin, he's Cambodian, right? I don't think they understand.
我不相信蚂蚁会知道说我是从,
Deacon Patrick, you know, he has no hair, right? And this and that, right?
确实是没有头发.
I mean, those kind of stuff, it's not a big deal, right?
没关系.
So what I'm saying that actually, but we know who we worship. That's the most important thing.
最重要是我们知道我们拜的是谁.
And don't let that not understanding about everything about God to stumble, make our faith to stumble.
Right?
You can see early brothers and sisters in our church in early years. I mean, when they pray, they would fly from one mountain to the other and they can't even read the Bible.
在早期教会的工人他们在祷告的时候可能可以从一个山上飞到另外一个山上但他们对圣经并不了解.
Of course, I'm not saying you should not study the Bible. Study the Bible.
我不是说我们不该读经，我们应该读经.
But don't study the Bible to the point that it will cause us not to believe in God, right?
但是不要读经读到最后对神失去信心.
So now when we study the Bible, we have faith.
我们要读经的时候要以信心来读经.
If God created the whole universe in 6 days, amen. If Methuselah lived 969 years old, amen.
哪一个人活了很久,
if Jonah swam by a big fish, amen. That's fine.
Right? 被鱼吞下去,
our Lord Jesus Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights, amen.
主耶稣基督, 禁食40昼夜, amen.
And I don't have doubts.
我就不要怀疑.
We must have faith to believe in the Bible.
我们必须要以信心来接受圣经.
We must believe it's the word of God.
我们必须要相信这是神的话.
So we praise and thank God.
感谢赞美神.
And you know, I really praise and thank God that you take the opportunity to be here with me.
我很感谢赞美神你们, 有这个机会跟大家相聚.
Because as a pastor, I have no choice but to be here.
Right? 因为我是, 传道, 所以我必须在这里.
But for you, you have choices, right? You don't need to be here.
但是你没有选择,
but thank God that you come here to keep me company, so I just, when I speak to all of you, not to myself. Right? I'm not talking only physically, but also, you know, and spiritually also.
不只是从肉体来讲,
because some church I go to 200 people, when I just speak to myself. Right? And that is the saddest thing that a minister can feel, right? That there's no connection, right, in the spirit.
这是一个传道能够感觉到最悲伤的事情.
So praise and thank God for all of you.
所以感谢赞美神.
I don't think I'll see you guys anytime soon. Sorry.
我想我在短时间不会看到你们.
But yeah, but the other minister also will be here. Pastor Hu will be here next, right, and things like that. So.
Yeah,
Deacon Patrick is very diligent. He goes around the whole GA and try to find anyone who want to come here. So.
因为他可以直视去美国总会想办法找传道来这里.
And in a way, it's good too. You don't get sick of me so easily, right? So a lot of ministers come here and everybody's happy.
那这也很好，因为大家不会看我看到很烦.
Because you cannot eat the same food all the time, you get sick of it too. Even though it's manna, right? You get sick of it.
Yeah. 你不可能一直吃一样东西，就是manna会吃腻.
So praise and thank God.
Now
let's come up and pray together.
请大家在前面祷告.
And those of us who want to receive the Holy Spirit, please come up to pray.
要是想领受圣灵的，请到前面来祷告.
And please also continue to pray for the unity of the church.
请为教会合一祷告.
And continue to ask God, continue to hold on to integrity.
请神让我们继续持守的纯正.
Please come up and pray together.
请到前面来祷告.
And we ask the minister to lay hands on us.
请讲师帮忙按手.
Thank you.